This is Connect on Way FM.
And our guest today, John Martin Keith with LifeFest Music City. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. And first of all, I know that we've had an inaugural LifeFest here in the Middle Tennessee area.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people don't find out till year two or three. So could you maybe give folks a catch up on what LifeFest Music City is all about?
Sure. Yeah. LifeFest Music City is the second location of LifeFest, which is based out of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. It's been around for about 24 years now. It's one of the largest Christian music festivals in the country. They have around 28,000 people a day that attend that festival. And last year, they were invited to bring LifeFest down here to the Nashville area, over to the Storytellers Hideaway Farm over in Bon Aqua, which was a former home property owned by Johnny Cash. And it was like a perfect situation. So they brought LifeFest down here to the Nashville area, Music City. And it was a great first year. You know, we had the Newsboys, Skillet, Michael W. Smith, and tons of other artists and speakers and different things like that. And so we're back for year two. And super excited to do it again.
You know, I was impressed going out last year. Very smooth, and as far as festivals go,
sure,
and definitely organized, and just a great place out at the Hideaway Farm, just to go take in some music and not only the main stage, but there's multiple stages going on. Tell us about how that all works.
Yeah, so last year there were, I think, five stages last year. I think this year they're doing four, condensing some things down. Because the first year, you're trying to get used to it. It's a whole different dynamic down here than it is up in Wisconsin. I'm here. I live here in Franklin. But they asked me to be a part of it. And so LifeFest in Wisconsin is a very different beast than it is here so far. But the transition of bringing it down here and making it so smooth, I'm glad that you said that and that you noticed that it was a smooth ride that first time, because they're so used to doing this kind of thing. They've been doing it for, a couple of decades now. And so that really helped out. But over at the farm, there is it's such a cool property. It's so beautiful unique. But like I said, they condensed some things down a little bit just because they're trying to figure out what's the best way to do it here for now as a year two event. The second stage is, I'll be hosting the second stage, which this year is what's called the Nashville Big Backyard Stage. And we got main stage artists will be performing on that stage, and then some local artists and regional artists will be performing over on that stage as well. There is the Oasis seminar stage, which there's going to be different seminar speakers and Bible teaching that will be on that stage as well. And Kids Zone, and there's camping all weekend long, so people can bring their RVs or their tents and they can, rent a space and be on the property the whole weekend. And so there's all kinds of activities, food trucks, and the whole bit.
And that's one nice thing. If you're camping, you can just, roll out of bed in the morning.
Right. Roll out and go listen to some music or listen to somebody speak, do a seminar. That's great.
For sure. Before we get too far into this, folks are probably going to want to know, who's going to be at this festival? You want to share some of the headliners we're excited to talk about this year?
My buddy, Mr. Stephen Curtis Chapman, is going to be headlining. Casting Crowns, Skillet, Kane, Riley Clemens, I Am They, Sidewalk Prophets, those are some of the main headliners. As Mac Powell will be doing that as well. And then on side stage, I'll be hosting the second stage, the Nashville Big Backyard Stage. I'll be performing there as well. For the Fatherless will be on that stage. Riley Clemens and Katie Nicole, some of those artists are going to be coming onto that stage. I also host, along with Redbird Common, which is a writer's round event that happens here in the area. They're going to be sponsoring a writer's round, which we did last year that I hosted. And so Redbird Common is coming on board to help sponsor that. So we're super excited about that. So we're going to have some of the main headliners will be coming over and doing a songwriter round. So I think four artists each time. And so that's really cool because people here in Nashville and in this area, we all know about what writer's rounds are. It's like a common thing for us.
Right.
But for a lot of people that are coming in from around the country that have never experienced a songwriter round, what does that mean? They get to experience, here's what Nashville is like as a writer, and kind of get behind the scenes of what songs are when they're written. Here's a story behind it. Here's why we wrote it. Who, you know, that kind of thing. So that's really cool. We'll be doing that on the second stage as well. And again, there's going to be a kids tent. We'll have some kids music and different artists doing some different things with that and just all kinds of activities throughout the weekend. So lots of really cool stuff.
And, you know, those writers' rounds, it's kind of like behind the music, but happening live and in person. And that is just a really neat thing. I know I grew up reading all the notes in the CDs and records and all the liner notes.
Yeah, that's the best part, right?
Yeah, that was the best part of it. So, you know.
Yeah, we miss CDs and things like that.
I know,
we can actually read stuff.
In our digital age, we don't get that as much.
Yeah, because, well, for us as songwriters and artists ourselves, you know, that was half the fun. You know, the music is great and you love that, but man, I want to know who wrote the song. I want to read the lyrics. I want to know who's producing and who's playing on it. And because as either a songwriter or an artist or a player, which I do all those things, you know, those are things that I wanted to be a part of. And so that's the exciting thing, is to get to read that kind of stuff. And nowadays it's all digital and you don't get to, you know, you lose out on that information. And that was such a huge thing for us growing up, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the things, like, what made radio so an attractive thing for me.
And another cool thing that we'll be doing is me and there's some other people as well that will be doing interviews with some of the artists. So I'll be interviewing Stephen Curtis and Mac Powell and I think Ledger. And then there are some other ones that are going to be doing that as well. It's called The Heart of the Artist. And so it's, you know, it's an interview time where we get to talk with the artist and kind of dig into their brain a little bit and, you know, on being an artist or a songwriter and that kind of what that is like for them. So I'm excited for that. I host a podcast called You Can Make a Living in the Music Industry. So for me, that's kind of a natural thing, is to sit and to interview people and kind of do that kind of stuff. So I really enjoy that. So I'm excited to get to do that as well. So those will be on those side stages as well, some of those interviews and things like that.
You know, that's neat. You can take a break and go find, you know, something for everyone in the family that comes along to Life Fest. And I love, maybe it gets lost in when we talk about it, but there's a, you know, a slogan or a slug line with, you know, Life Fest. It's a party with a purpose. And there's a big purpose this year at Life Fest, a continuing purpose. One of those things is Dignity Revolution. Tell how that purpose weaves in with Life Fest.
Yeah, so Life Fest is really a fundraiser for Dignity Revolution. Life Promotions is the organization that puts on Life Fest and runs Dignity Revolution. So Dignity Revolution is this public school program that goes from kindergarten through 12th grade. It goes into the public school system, and they do speaking engagements and have music people come in and, you know, and they talk about bullying and mental health and self-harm and suicide and, you know, kind of that world, which, you know, students nowadays, I can't even imagine being in high school or middle school or anything at this point in life. It's just such a different world than what we grew up in.
Yeah.
So these kids are really, really dealing with some really hard issues. And so Dignity Revolution is this program. They do these assemblies and the Dignity Revolution Challenge, and you know, it's interactive lessons that teachers can do with their students. And so Bob Lenz, who is the founder and chief visionary of Life Fest and Life Promotions, he goes all around the country, actually all around the world, but specifically with Dignity Revolution is around the country, you know, speaking to these students. And it's to get them to teach them to stand up for the value of every person. You know, everyone has value. And so, and that's such a great thing with what people are struggling with nowadays, and they get to go in and do these programs. And so all the proceeds from Life Fest go to Dignity Revolution. And so they're wanting to bring Dignity Revolution down here to the Middle Tennessee area and the surrounding areas in different states. And so this is going to help push that, you know, hopefully down here into this area.
So that is where the party with purpose, if you hear that, if you go to Life Fest and hear that, you know that it's about the Dignity Revolution and just the wonderful things that program does and that ministry does. John Martin Keith is our guest here on Way FM. And now, how long have you been involved with Life Fest?
So I started playing at Life Fest about 21 years ago.
Okay.
Played there for a couple of years and then didn't get to go back for a long time. And then last year, of course, you know, coming out of pandemic stuff, John Doherty, who is the director of Life Fest, we've known each other since, you know, for 20 plus years. And so we kind of came up together. He came up through the festival circuit in that, and I came up as an artist doing this. And so we did it together. And last year he reached out to me and asked me, he said, "Hey, we're bringing Life Fest down to Nashville. Would you be interested in being a part of this? You know, being a performer and hosting a stage and helping us book some artists and speakers and things like that." And I said, "Absolutely, you know, sign me up." And so, you know, we did it, and here we are for round two. And so now I'm out doing a radio promo tour this last year and this year, letting people know about it and just wanting to invite people out. So if you're listening, we want to invite you to come to Life Fest in Music City, July 28th through the 30th over in Bon Aqua. And, you know, we just continuing to grow this festival, and we want as many people to be there as we possibly can.
Our guest today, John Martin Keith, he is out promoting Life Fest, and not only a host, but you are a musician, producer, songwriter. So we're going to get a little preview of what's going to be happening on the Nashville's Big Backyard stage when you do a writer's round. So we'll give you a sample of the goodness of Life Fest here. John Martin Keith, our guest today here on Way FM. And That's just a preview of some of the music you'll hear at Life Fest, also featuring Stephen Curtis Chapman, Skillet, Kane, Casting Crowns, Mac Powell, Sidewalk Prophets, Riley Clemens, I Am They. The list just keeps on going on.
Right?
Yeah, and Marty, you have a special gift, if you will, for our listeners, a discount code that they can use when they, if they want to find out more about Life Fest and save on tickets.
Yeah. So if you full lineup of artists and speakers and everything, and tickets are available at lifefest.com. So LIFEST.com. You can go to that website and then click on Music City or Bon Aqua tab, and it'll take you into our site. Currently, ticket prices for are $36 for youth and $72 for adults. At the event itself, tickets will be $39 for youth and $78 for adults. So I've got a coupon code that you can use. My initials, JMK, when you go to check out on the website, and then that will get you $5 off of a full event ticket for the whole weekend.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing about Life Fest. And if folks want to know more about John Martin Keith, where can they find you?
Yeah, my website is just johnmartinkeith.com. That's my website. And, of course, I'm on Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, so you can check me out there, too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing about Life Fest Music City.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Connect on Way FM.